Well, from an elder to a youngster, Ferdia Walsh-Pilo was just 14 when he started work on once director John Carney's delightful new movie, Sing Street. He plays Connor, a teen in Dublin, Ireland in the 1980s, who forms a band and calls himself Cosmo to impress a girl. Music videos were all the rage, so he persuades the girl, played by Lucy Boynton, to star in one, and she dives right in, literally.
Can you really not swim?
No.
So why'd you do that then?
For our art, Cosmo. You can never do anything by half. Do you understand that?
Ferdia Walsh-Pilo is now 16. He comes from a musical family as a boy soprano. He appeared in operas by Mozart and Benjamin Britten. When he visited our studios, we learned the love of acting came later.
I think I would have discovered I loved acting if I hadn't done Sing Street. It was just something that came earlier than I expected. And, you know, I was so driven with music that I didn't even have time to think about that. I was just like, I just was music every day, every minute I had. Performing music and acting kind of go hand in hand as well, you know.
You know, that compulsion, I want to ask you about that. You know, you say you were just so compelled, you were doing music.
Yeah.
So that made you perfect for this character.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I was so driven for music from such a young age. I had a band when I was like 11 in school. So by the time it came to shooting Sing Street, I'd already been through a few terrible bands and I'd already experienced that. And I was busking loads. I busked loads. I spent a lot of time
singing
on the street for a bit of pocket money. And I spent a lot of time shooting terrible music videos as well. So, I mean, I experienced all that. And it was, and I think that's why John really wanted a musician, and especially why he wanted me, is because I think he saw that in me. You know,
yeah.
He was like, he's a guy who has done that.
What did you heard about this part? It's not even that you weren't born. It's like you're a generation removed from being born in the 80s. So what did you think about it or know about it?
Not too much, to be honest with you. When I was starting out, I hadn't quite got around to the 80s yet. I was playing lots of different kinds of music, and I was sort of in the 60s when I was about to do Sing Street, kind of music-wise and fashion-wise, and I was playing with a band, and we were playing lots of skiffle music and kind of that kind of vibe. Yeah, I mean, well, it wasn't very good skiffle music, but it was...
But still, I mean, that would have been... When was that? That would have been in the aughts. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
And so you were going back almost half a century already.
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely wasn't playing pop music. I was really influenced by kind of music from Tennessee and stuff, kind of skiffly country music. Not very country, I don't like to say. Bluegrass, a bit more bluegrass. But I mean, it was just, that's where I was kind of being inspired. And I mean, I just had to kind of skip a few generations and learn about the 80s
fast.
For this film. Really fast.
Well, let's listen to the first song that your character writes. We mentioned that there was a young woman, and this is called The Riddle of the Model.
She's standing on the corner in disguise, and as I look a little closer, she's got dangerous eyes. She tells me she's a model of international reputation. She's lacking in a bundle, but there's a stipulation.
It was so much fun. I got to work with Gary Clark from the band Danny Wilson, and we couldn't have got a better guy, because he's a guy who actually had a number one hit in the 80s, which was Mary's Prayer.
I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't. When I was Mary's
Prayer. Well, what about all this? You know, the Cure, Duran Duran, Hall & Oates are, you know, featured. There's almost a montage where you come to school every day. We see you around the corner and you're a different persona.
Yes.
Oh, look, he's Boy George today.
Yeah.
So who's telling you about all of this? It just feels like you're taking a walk through musical history while you were doing this.
Yes, I mean, it absolutely was. It was a huge learning curve. John was always sending me over music videos and things like that. But yeah, those bits are great, actually, because it's like a more extreme version of what actually goes on in school, because I know I was definitely doing that in school. I was definitely coming in like every few days with a different haircut or different hairstyle.
Who were you? Who were you imitating?
I was probably going down the route of like John Lennon, you know, or, you know, young John Lennon, which is just basically Elvis inspired, just like leather jackets, greased back hair. You know, I looked awful, but it was just all part of finding who you are and finding your own thing. And that's what the film is about as well. It's about Connor finding who he is and finding his own voice. And it's really interesting because especially in the 80s, it was so, that happened a lot more because it was so extreme, pop music, and there's so much stuff going on and so much, it was the first time people kind of tackled the thing of kind of guys wearing makeup, and first time people challenged the whole kind of sexuality thing and everything.
So who the hell are you to tell me what to do? You wear a dress and tell me not to wear brown shoes. Do you think you're man enough to wash the makeup off my face right now? Don't you know the bigger that they are, the harder they fall. And the
I think in Ireland also, because it was a little bit set aside from the other parts of the world, but we're still getting those music videos in and all that kind of pop stuff that it would, that was coming over from the UK, so we were sort of, it was just a bizarre time, and it's so strange to look at in the film. 80s Dublin is just mad, and everybody's poor because there's a recession on, so it's a bit
But they're
crazy.
Sitting down and they're turning on the television, and it's like they are, well, because of the recession, because of the economy, it was kind of like they were hostages and they were looking out at another world.
Yes, yeah. No, absolutely, and that's what it was like.
Yeah. You hear.
Well, yes, I hear. That's what I was about to say, yeah. No, but I mean, I feel like an 80s expert now. I feel like I lived through it.
How, I mean, you're only 16.
Yeah.
If 14 when you do this, it's still quite something. But the director, John Carney, John Carney says that one of the tricks of directing young people is he can't say to you, well, you know, remember how you felt when you had that big breakup?
Yeah.
Because
at
14, had you had one yet?
He did say stuff to me like, one stage he was like, oh, just, you know, like you're chatting up a girl at the bar, just chat to her like that. And I was, John, how many times have I chatted up a girl at a bar?
14.
Yeah. But it was, you can get what he means by that. Yeah. We've all felt love in some way, you know, not necessarily towards another girl, but, you know, you can imagine what it can feel like. And it's just, yeah.
That's Sing Street star Ferdia Walsh-Pilo. It is a wonderful film. It's a wonderful film. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And we'll link you to our talk with Sing Street director John Carney at hereandnow.org.